hand over to you just to take us through once more your document.
Thank you very much, Honorable Chair, Honorable Member, and other colleagues. Today, again, with the CFO, who will do the last time into the finances on the Sunday, there was probably more time spent by the committee. The COO is not with us today because last year in Sandbox, we were supposed to launch the Women's Forum. Therefore, today, I requested to make sure that it's launched today. It's International Women's Day. So that's why it's not here, Honorable Members. It's not lack of respect. We feel that it's also important that we have this forum in Sandbox as a requirement. I'm also Lucas, who is the head of the CEO's office. He just joined us in December. He joined us in December. Therefore, as we indicated, there are issues sometimes that we feel as an institution that instead of sticking to the quarterly target, we feel like we can brief you on an issue, that's all, like the issue of final budget. We'll touch on it today as per the report, but it won't be enough. I suppose you agreed the last time that as a committee, you still want to visit us so that we can give a therapist. We are looking forward to that day so that we can show you what we are doing on the ground. Chair, on the I think the focus for today will be more on the dashboard performance. CFO will do finances. Number six, Chair, it was more on the findings of the AG. I believe that he said, although we had the timber reservation, but it is up to the Parliament if they want us to talk to it again. But the focus will be on item 4 and 5 for today. As indicated, shall move directly to the quarterly performance. Chair, the letters, I think, are known by the Parliament. We are still using them in our district. Chair, we have aligned as the template of that proposed by the department, because we were using our own template initially, and that was not confusing, so we should apologize about it. Now I'm complying today to follow exactly the contract form of the department.
Number one, the day.
Thank you very much. Chair, I'm showing this progress because in quarter two we were at 7% in terms of the target, and then you have 17% work in progress, 9% of target, and 7% where the members go. Next one. In the third quarter, you can see our members is some movement. We are currently now at 22%. And then there's 14% in progress, which by coming end of the financial year, that should be great. Also working on the web, where there's no milestone, it will remain stuck because you cannot achieve it or no milestone. I'm just showing some movement from quarter two to quarter three. Next slide. Chad, the purple one is the one where we've changed the targets and way of reporting. Previously, we were reporting on what we call movement in percentage in terms of income and budget. Now, we are using what we call break-even, because as an institution, we cannot declare a profit. Therefore, we should always try for break-even between expenditure and income. So in quarter two, we're still showing the movement. You can see with yellow there in terms of our income surveillance. But that thing is improving now because we had the problem with the people's list in our park, of which we'll talk more to it. But now in quarter three, you can see that we are starting to realize income. If you look at that ratio, we are at 1.1 in the third quarter, and therefore we're showing a profit there. But I must say, because we are reporting the last quarters, we are up to date, as up to January, we are at 1.8 billion in terms of our income. They were already reaching our target, but we report on that when we do in fourth quarter. In terms of gross operating tourism revenue, because of the decline in visitor numbers, I think the World Country is experiencing this. But again, as I indicated earlier, we are seeing a lot of improvement. Fortunately for us, the Easter will be falling within this financial year. If you try to book some of our parks now, you won't get accommodation. It's fully booked. Therefore, it's promising that by the time we report, we'll be showing the figures of March. November. Fully booked. Next day we have a program for members beforehand so that we can comply with that. Check here our total annual target to the quarterly target and show what we have achieved. Our annual, in terms of fundraising policy, is a new document that we're producing because we do fundraising. The reason we do this, we don't want to go willy-nilly fundraising. We need to fundraise with reputable institutions in terms of achieving our mandate. That strategy is ready. But now it's only waiting for the board approval. Hence we are saying we are now at 75% in achieving that. The draft is in place, we just need to take it through to the board for approval. Our accommodation occupancies, our quarterly target was 74%, we have achieved 75.9%. In terms of customer satisfaction index, we targeted that to be at 82%, now we're at 82.2%. In terms of visitors in our national parks, last year we had 5.2 million people visiting national parks. We targeted 5.6. In the third quarter, we're 3.3. Second quarter, we're 2.4. Now we are at 4.2. As indicated earlier, Chair Dacian, now people are flooding to our national parks. We're optimistic that we'll reach our target of 5.6. Next slide. In terms of the MET score, even this is the other one that was also amended, because in order to improve in your results, you need to do proper intervention that were highlighted in the previous assessment or auditing of PASS. Therefore, that the previous one was more on saying maintaining the STEM score. Now we are implementing all the corrective actions that were identified in the previous assessment of the national park system. Therefore, we are doing that. We are at 7.4% in the second quarter. We are continuing in this quarter to implement those corrective actions. In terms of land under conservation, as a habitated land, I must say, all members, this slide was blank, the one we saw. That was blank. That one, we have just updated it because we had to verify those figures. In terms of our target, we were targeting 25 for the third quarter. Now we're at 35.3. This is the area, honored members, we are working with the department here, because the funding for this work is directly from the EPW program of government. We are the implementing agent. Even the changes is because of the budgeting process. Because sometimes the department will adjust the budget, inform us to say, we are giving you more money or less money, therefore do adjust. That's why you see all these people here, because the department had to adjust its own budget, and then we had to change our target. I must say, in the third quarter, we have improved. Because in the second quarter, we're beautifully with adjusting all the budgets with local interesting. In terms of the land under conservation to add, we targeted 3,715 hectares of land. I must say we have concluded the deal to purchase the pieces of land. When we report, it will be green because we only signed the contract in January. Then we cannot report it on it now. But we have achieved those targets for the next reporting cycle. Next slide. Under marine, honorable members, we have not added any land for this year. But there are MPAs that are under discussion in Namakwa and in Ado. In the next financial year, we'll be reporting progress under marine area. The park management plan, we wanted to do twofold for this year. The draft has been completed, but when we report in the next cycle, we need to give the committee where we are with those park management plans. Interventions under wildlife crime or species protection. We identified Chair, the plan is a cascading effect. You cascade from the bottom because you must consult stakeholders before you have a complete document. So that lower level with park communities has been done. Now we are compiling it, a complete document to have those plans ready for approval by the minister. Therefore, Chair, we are easy to make it member, but what we are saying here, at a lower level, consulting with communities, that work has been done. But now it's compilation of the actual plan that should be ready at the end of the year to be signed by the minister. Hence, we are saying that the lower level plans for both parts has been done. Because the cascade effect from the bottom up approach. I'm looking at your face, I'm not sure.
Let me allow you to proceed to everyone to take more on the program.
Under species protection plans, you remember all members, we have the integrated strategy to fight rhino poaching or wildlife crime that was approved by cabinet. There are elements of strategy that we have to implement. One is the movement of rhinos, one is the deployment of technology, one is the actual enforcement, the deploying of rangers, and also the one creating awareness. Therefore, we are implementing all of those areas in detail, those interventions. I must say they are all on target, but the big question would be, what about the numbers of rhino poaching? We see some leveling, but if you look at the arrests that are being done on the ground, the number is increasing. If you look at the number of infections entering the park, it's also increasing. Therefore, Chair, we are continuing implementing those interventions. It's an area, Chair, where the committee visits. We'll talk to each intervention to tell exactly what we're doing. Next slide. In terms of cultural heritage program, we targeted 2 for the quarter. We've managed to achieve 3 of those. On the research, it's an ongoing work of project relevant cell parks who are doing well, chairperson and members. On the peer reviewing of our publications, we make sure that they are peer reviewed before we publish. We have done 31 for the quarter. Previous quarter was done to the entrance to national parks is the work that we do in the national parks. But there are other access being given to communities, which is not reported here. In the coming financial year, we'll show not only the national parks. Those figures are for that week of September, where we open the parks to everyone. In terms of environmental education, we targeted 2 for the quarter. We managed to achieve exactly that. In terms of the total number of school kids participating, even adults, but emphasis on school kids, you can see all the members where we budgeted for 139. We only achieved 133. There was a change in policy in the Department of Education to say all these extracurricular activities should be outside school program. Therefore, now we're trying to adjust and target school holidays. At the same time, kids that come, they want to go on holidays. Some will go with parents elsewhere. Therefore, to get them all to the park is a thing that we need to keep on engaging the Department of Education. But we're just trying to make holiday programs more exciting. So our kids can say, even if I'm on holiday, I will take this trip to the park organized by us. In terms of total number of full-time jobs created, again, it's an EPWP program. It's linked to the budgeting process that I spoke about and also the verification of actors, because those jobs are created from that. You can see now, we targeted 4.6. We've done only 4.4 because of the business planning, the budget cuts, and also some of the management capacities in some of the funds. Full-time equivalent jobs, this goes up to the Khun Sebenza program. This is a program that was launched by Minister Led by Sandy, where interns are deployed. Some exit into the program because they get employment elsewhere. People cannot count them once they leave. Instead, they must start recruiting new ones. Therefore, that's why it is here also. Yes. However, full-time employment is always encouraged for the youth not to stick to this program all the time. Temporary jobs created. We have reached the target there. Right. SMMEs that we support, we targeted for 482, while now we're at 718. This red check, you asked the question of some members on this. I think it's the way it was structured. To do contracts or agreements with communities is not an overnight job. You need to talk to structures, you need to capacitate the structures, you need to take everyone on board. But however, Chair, we are just demonstrating that besides targeting the one for the quarter, a lot of work is happening in communities. There are existing agreements that we are already supporting. I even mentioned last time that we just renewed the one for recession. That has been there for the past 8 years. We are happy with it. Therefore, coming next time, we'll make sure that we report what we can achieve here. Even if we say the rules will be under negotiation, so we can show the committee what we are negotiating, not to say they will be late. I think there was a misunderstanding of capturing this indicator. Next slide. The media, Chair, we have been doing well. We haven't had any negative media, even on issues of fatality that we're experiencing. Even a day before last, one of our readers was shot in the arm, but he is able. But the media must blow it out of proportion, as if the ranger is close to death. But the ranger is able now. Operation was done, now he's in hospital, he's doing well. The AG was last year in a council of association members. In terms of our responses, we are busy doing that. That's why now you see on that screen, because we are implementing exactly those findings. Next slide. Black management, we targeted to be at 56%. We are now at 54.9%. People tend to move, honorable members. Some people resign, but we've just reviewed our recruitment policy, we amended it. Our EE and session planning, we are also reviewing that. And also we've developed what we call a retention policy. But when people leave, you sometimes even negotiate with them. But we didn't have a policy for that. Now we have in place a retention policy. We will be able to say to people, convincing them, but not overpaying them, perhaps addressing the gaps that we have in our system. On women, Chair, that's why it's blue. I think we instructed clearly as Parliament that we cannot be below the norm. We had our own targets, but it is now red, but it's an area that we want to improve on. But we want to look, make sure that in our procedures are amending that. The Women Forum I spoke about today. It's about again to say to women, stay in centers. We care about you because some of them resign. But to replace is not always as easy. Therefore, one can make also centers attractive to women, not the same as an organization for raisers. The Women Forum will be debating for this. Next slide. People with disabilities. Chair, if you look at the hierarchy, except that in the health ranger corps, we have women now. Most cleanup are women. But if you go down to the enemy's brother, women are fine, are fine. But as you get management, that's where you see the truth. Yes. The better lower level, you see that most cleanup now sometimes are women. Even now on ranger, we have women ranger. But as you go up to management, we get less women. Hence now the forum will start addressing those things. People with disabilities, sure, we had our own targets, but we are now, as instruction, as the norm, we need to do 2%. Sure, I know we might come next year with this thing still yellow, but I think come next year, we need to be aggressive in this. In terms of our corrective measures, we need to make sure that even if our reception, I was talking to management now, I've seen in some hotels at the reception, you have people that tend to say, I'm deaf. But they can still type what to give. But when you want to talk to them, they call another person to come. Therefore, again, those are interventions we want to look at. Instead of saying, you can't hear, you can't talk, then we can't appoint you. But those people can read and write, but they cannot communicate. Therefore, we want to look at that issue where we can have a text to say, I'm deaf. We have made instructions already that managers should look for receptionists who cannot communicate, but who can read and write. Those are the interventions, Chairperson, that we need to look at as an institution. In terms of male-female ratio, we're doing well there. Employees with a minimum educational requirement, we did a survey for the members. We are continuing to address those, but we're yellow. But now we are looking to investigate. Appraisal. We indicated that the culture of performance management, that's what we are instilling in the organization. People need to have proper contracts. People need to agree on deliverables. People need to agree on targets. People need to agree on KPIs. Therefore, the rollout of the financial system delayed this. There's a thing called CMCs, core management competencies, which we didn't have in our management system in Sandbox. We've introduced that. What we mean there, some managers are good at delivering on the mandate, but they lack leadership, they lack communication, they lack mentoring and coaching. Those are the things that you put in the CMC to say, you are doing well here, but in your unit, there are many complaints, staff are disgruntled, absenteeism is very high. Why is this? That's what is called CMC. Therefore, we're shopping with our manager to say, we are including CMC. Chair, I can promise, come next year, this thing will be done on time, it cannot remain red. But we have to take managers along in understanding, because you have to agree with the manager that you. That's what you will deliver. If people are reluctant to sign, you can't do anything, but they're going to say, I want to be able to commit to what I can deliver. Therefore, we had a lot of training to manage us to do this. On CMA cases, we've been doing well on those members. We've initiated cases. But again, it's not that we don't want to be in CMA all the time. But the cases we have already successful because we want to make sure that the fairness for both the employee and the organization. Skill development plan program, you can see we targeted 80% of our ambitions. As we speak, we are at 65%. We have committees that are starting to function, and now the skill development plan has been approved prior to commencement of the financial year. Therefore, by now, we are busy finalizing the skill development plan for the next financial year. The demographics, we are showing this slide for information of the honorable members. The last one? Yeah. The last one for this chairperson, our third year, but the next one should not have this thing. Sorry, Chair, I'm from the out of flu, everyone. Therefore, I'm recovering from the you can see the demographics there, the status quo and the last quarter, third quarter. In terms of Afghan male, 1,900 females, there's a figure which is slightly less. There's a total of 3,000 there, which is 75% of our establishment. And the other groups is also 7.4%. The other groups, the few large players,
you know, this we can see. I thought you would talk to the issues behind which are in white. That's what was the expectation. Was it? You know, you talk to women and all things, but you do not touch on the old, on that space. But I wanted to not just to receive this, but to talk to us about what is behind it, what is the idea, what are the things that you are working on, you get a lot of time. Yeah,
Chair, certain things are historical. Fortunately, we have legislation starting to comply with that. We need to work towards that. Hence, I indicated that our EE plan is exactly designed for that, point number one. Point number two, in the CNCs of managers, those core competencies, each manager must account for the transformation in his or her division. It's one of those requirements to say, before you appoint, look at the work structure to say, are you contributing to the EE plan? That's for targets of the whole organization. Which, the reason I didn't want to talk about that's to show the committee, that's where we are. But the quality actions are through the EE plan, are through the CMC, are through the training, are through retention strategies and policies that are developing.
Thank you, Honourable Chair and Honourable Members and colleagues, for the opportunity. The financial position that we have before us is as at the end of December 2015. However, I also wish to give a high level reflection in terms of the trading position as at the end of January, because those figures are now available. Chairperson, in terms of our revenue, when one looks at the picture as at the end of December, the only area that was concerned was conservation fees, and he also briefly referred to it earlier when he spoke about the new visa impact on foreign businesses. However, Chairperson, I can say that as at the end of January, that position has largely restored itself, and the conservation fee actual income was almost in line with budget, and the projections are that at the end of the financial year we would in fact exceed the budget slightly. So we've recovered from the dip that we've experienced as indeed the rest of the tourism industry in the country. Chairperson, in terms of the expenses, I can report that our expenses are pretty much in line. HR costs are starting to exceed budget slightly, and that's because of the heavy focus we've been having on filling certain positions in the organization. Just reflecting briefly on the transformation agenda, we've recently recruited a head of human capital, with a black female to start on the 1st of April. So we're very happy about that. And these are the kinds of interventions that we need to prepare to, that will help us achieve our cargo for the transformation agenda. Chairperson, in terms of the other smaller items, for example, interest received, I'm pleased to report that we are over the budget in terms of our actual achievements, so we've been pretty well. In terms of sales of fauna and flora, as December chairperson is slightly below the target, and the position as at end of January also remains slightly below the target. This is largely attributable to the restricted environment we find ourselves in terms of game capture, but also in terms of the focus of having that. But the budget overall is a big number, it's about 47 million. And we've achieved 42 million rand of that figure. Therefore, in terms of the balance sheet, we remain in a favorable position. And in terms of our net current assets, we will see Chairperson that indeed we are in a liquid position. Our current assets are 97 million rand. Our current liabilities are 8.6 million rand. And although we are not at the global standard of 2.1 ratio, certainly for public entities, we have no immediate cash flow crisis in terms of cutting or cutting costs. Naturally, Chairperson, we are basically a landlord of the state in terms of the upkeep and maintenance of the national park, and the upkeep of the state, Chairperson, that costs a lot of money. And those funds are provided by the department, and regular funds go into the organization, and we find ourselves rolling on to specific projects. So overall, Chairperson, in terms of the payment activity, as well as the statement of financial position, means the balance sheet of the whole day, we are in a very stable position. And there are no concerns. Thank you, Chairperson. I'll be happy to answer any questions if you are. I think that if we were to look at the ISIS scenario of SANFAR going back 12 months, significant progress has been made, particularly in terms of ISIS governance, the introduction of COVID, the introduction of our ISIS field committee, and the regular reporting to the audit and risk committee as well as the board. And overall, Chairperson, there has been significant progress in terms of the effective work of the ISIS section in terms of its governance and its reporting. Chairperson, if I could move to the next slide, please. Right. Now, here, Chair, we will take an update. The ISIS governance framework has been completed, approved, and is in the process of being implemented. I can confirm, Chairperson, that a significant rollout of the policy has been effective already in the environment. The charter in terms of the ISIS CSM has been approved and has already been implemented. In terms of risk and security management, this is a serious area for any organization, Chairperson. And we have set back and taken stock of a few things. Firstly, the audit findings from the AG, the audit findings from internal audit from the and we have taken robust interventions to mitigate the risk as they have identified and reported to management. So one of the things we spoke of in work on children is a business continuity plan. This is being developed, started at the beginning of March. The business continuity plan must not be confused with the IT continuity plan. IT continuity plan is in place, it's effective, happening already. However, the business continuity plan calls to a bigger process in the environment where, in the event of a catastrophe, what has happened. You know, we can't operate out of pool field. What are the facts? How do we operate? So we have got things, for example, that disaster recovery on our IT data, which is offsite, hosted by data centers. So, and we obviously laptop enabled, so if the building burns down, we could operate from the phone or another transport. What we are trying to do is formalize that process so that we know what to do in the event. In terms of operations management, here it's running well. The one thing that we must reflect on is that a conscientious decision by management and the board to move away from the outsourced model. Honorable members may remember we reported previously that our IT services are largely outsourced to consumers. Their contract comes to an end in a few months' time, 6 months or 6 months' time, and we have made a decision to co-source, meaning that to do most of the work and to build effectively around them. We have about 47 people to run the IT on our own. We've done a financial analysis so far, and I can report that it is worth our most cost effective to do it on our own, but also to power it on our own, to control our own. There will be elements that we have outsourced that do to the computer program, the development of software, because we do that as an engineer. They don't need to have the process program. The chairperson COVID informs our operations heavily, right? We've had assistance from the department. They're glad we assisted us, kindly assisted us in that process. And I can confirm, Chair, that COVID has been implemented and guide the operation of the IT. Here the risk of the information is really just to give a view of all the overall chairperson's significant project needs order findings have been well mitigated, and I think we're in a safer space than we were 12 months ago.
Thank I hope the members understand clearly that your presentation is about how to conduct the software quality is not financial. I'm saying that all that you presented today in practice, not even at least, mostly to members, even if they have to question, they will be doing so from a very informed position. It's not just about them having the information, but they are saying clear. When things are clear, they also minimize questions. Because how do you question something that you are clear and now, but as soon as the reason opens, the hunting will soon try, and the reason will come back first before we go anywhere and the apology from the COO but colleagues, let me allow you first and foremost to pose whatever questions, comments, and whatever you call it. You can raise anything. Not supposed to be in a manner of question and effect. You can raise it now. Let me start from that end. Honorable Mabuse, all of you, Kekana, Nyambi, Kekana, and Edward.
I'll
just take it and I will
talk to
you. Thanks.
Thanks, Honorable Chair. Secondly, I know in the past you have given us that you're always concerned around the African continent, how are we doing the population size of the continent, how we have more than 1 billion, especially SADC. How do we see people from SADC representing our country as far as lastly, what we want to change the domestic source, people from the country, you have specific programs in the context of partnership of Africa to ensure that there is a working relationship with Africa and market Africans to come to our shops. Now, on page 6, it's well and good, we understand the reasons that affect the gross operating tourism revenue. But I'm just requesting, if possible, you can give us the examples or illustration of those, the verification for human reliability on the Kruger National Park.
This may be confusing. I'm not sure.
But you get the essence. Slide number 11. It's under the the Easter polling in financial year. I'm just interested in an illustration. Obviously, here we must be concerned around where you have explained this range. And that will go for me as well in terms of the marine areas, not any. If you can elaborate more there, because you don't know that. And then in the question of incentives for EPWP, the more jobs you create, the more you can. More jobs you create in terms of EPWC, more incentives which can then add to additional employment opportunities. What has been done to fast track or accelerate this main approval of the system? It's a human factor. So what has been done to accelerate it?
Okay, I will take it, but you may need to come back if there are other
Oh yeah, thank you. No problem. Thank you.
How do you justify pain and relief without conducting proper performance evaluation? That is the fela in quiero buscar la presentación la la el camarista la la justo ya me hizo que la quiere a la le va a decir va a ganar el equipo ya hay
thank you so much. I would like to appreciate the presentation. My question is on the issue that was raised in the presentation that in this month's time the contractor would be the termination of contractor, the contractor, the research provider would not be with me anymore. So my question is that are you not anticipating problems in terms of the break where you'd be hearing or not hearing people with the IT skills and expertise where there would be some delay within the institution staff? Thank you so much.
Over to another one.
No, it was this day. Well done to the department. Until you see the
what is it, financial statement, we don't have much to say at this point. Thank you, sir.
Okay.
Firstly, when I look at the pie chart, I'm a very visual person, so it does make the understanding better. The yellow one, the work in progress, from quarter two to quarter three, if you look at the progress, if I understand this correctly, please tell me something. It went from 17% to 14, which means it's only 3% up. Which means if that's in one quarter, there's one quarter left, then it won't be less. So that won't be great. And then the rest the same, because it stays the same. So I was just looking at that. If we only gone up 3%, then we'll be at 11% still working progress. That's just a comment, actually. The last question. Then on, I think it's slide 16, the environmental education program. Here you said about the change in the education qualification. But is there specific plans in place to improve this, even though, you know, it's holiday time and I understand I'll rather go, you know, with mom and dad to fund places in the city or whatever. You know, just like a general idea of, I don't expect you to tell us you're going to do 1, 2, 3, just an idea as to the direction it's going in. And then the slide 17, full-time equivalent jobs created. The number of interns that leave the program due to full-time employment that they get out. Why don't they stay? Because this is under full-time equivalent jobs created, so we want to create a full-time job for the interns. Have we maybe done a study or something? Why would they rather go wherever they go than have the full-time job for where they've been? Just for interest sake, you know, maybe there's something small that we can do to keep them, especially if we train them and, you know, we keep them or get them to get all our structures, et cetera, easier to have them stay than get someone else in. And then my last one, Chef, on people with disabilities. I first want to mention, I am a bit of a sandbox addict, my husband and I, that's kind of how we met. So we've been to Bergendal in December, and we've been there a couple of times. And for the first time, I saw that there's a blind walkway. I don't know if anybody else has been on it. And I think that, if we go to the Kruger Park, we really need to do make a turn at Bergendal, because you close your eyes and then you physically you can go through the whole experience of a blind person. So that's thumbs up, that was quite cool. But what I actually want to say here is that we really need to make this a priority, because you get all sorts of disabilities. Some are more severe than others. I don't know if anybody's heard of Downies and Brownies. It's a European project. It's a woman who came from the Netherlands who started a business here. Because some kids with Down syndrome, they can actually function properly if taught. They're just slower. And so it's a restaurant where Down syndrome children or young people start from teenagers and they learn. So, I know there's nothing to sandbox, but it's just an idea, you know, like maybe in the front of house, like come say hello, and, or, you know, check you in or whatever, you know, have them or give them one or two things and teach them. Maybe also as an intern project or whatever. And then, if I'm a bit of old, citizen, can I ask a question that has nothing to do with the presentation, the binder? This is, and this
nothing funny. But we read about the elephant that was poisoned. If maybe CEO, you can just maybe give us some information. Because a lot of people ask you, and you only read it in the media. And it's, I mean, as you said, the media has a very, 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 very bad habit of blowing things up. So just like the vultures have died because one says 200 and another one says 4 and another one like some more information. And if there's any suspicion as to, you know, was it, what was the reason for it? And then also, I would like to congratulate the CEO, or Sam Brock actually, on the pilot project on the drone, which is, I know it's still in the baby phase, but so I think it's a giant leap in the right direction. And then, oh, you mentioned something in the beginning of the rhinos moving, et cetera. How far are you? Where are you in that progress? Like, you mentioned it last year, but I haven't heard anything else.
Can I just
say
that I just pulled up? I never
thought. Rhino. No, if you become a citizen and start singing or whatever, I love you to do that. Honorable Mavi, you were cut when you were still navigating through the presentation, even looking for other questions that may come to mind. Do you have anything that came after which was not covered by other colleagues?
Yes, yes, yes. I have put this question before. And actually, please, what is the norm of personnel versus volunteer in terms of role management? 65, 35, 30. Last year when I put this question, you said it was important. I just want to say that you address the question so that at least you know where, what is your course time. In terms of personnel, I would like to refer slightly what my colleague did. We can comment on the future. And on the one sense, is that you are proud to say you are liquid. You are floating. So for me, it's quite encouraging. And you can probably say you don't see it in the outside. Your balance sheet is more than around the sales. I wanted to ask the question around the sales of your flora and fauna in terms of the caliber. So is it done in a systematic way? Because I see it in the problem as I come from. You will advertise at some time. Stand up for caliber. I want to check if consistent, that's the what the CFO was talking about in terms of solar power. Be consistent throughout your operation so that you have an idea of how you are. But I think the question of your fundraising policy, my encouragement is that once it is a problem, you should not just say the problem coming as a neighbor. Yeah, thanks. But I also want to put positive
all members have congratulated him on the good presentation, and the presentation translates into the institution in well. Now that you get encouraged to say so with public knowledge now that some person is thinking that and she's ever noticed if something comes in at all. Before I even go on to some of the questions that I've got, may I allow you to just go through all the questions that the colleagues have posed so that we should be from there.
knowledge and action. And also we appreciate the encouragement and keep the association and things change positive times. Chair, on one of Mabilo's questions on the profile of tourists, 35% of tourists visiting our national parks are local tourists, are South Africans. 22% of that is what we call black. It's an area we want us to grow. Remember, one of the ages outcome of that is how do we count them? We are now correcting exactly that counting because people hate to get a form to be asked whether they are black or white. They say, it's me. Why you ask this question? But now we rely on the judgment of our ranger. They look at you, they decide. Therefore, we're reporting trends here to say, that's what our rangers do. So that there's no doubt in the minds of AG. We're trying to correct that in the new financial year. But it's an area we can't stop monitoring this. But although they questioned us, now we rephrase that we are relying on our on the judgment of our staff, indicate. For they were looking for source documents. They want to say, I want to see where Mr. Mabilo signed to say he's black or white. People just don't do that. Therefore, the judgment of our ranger will use that. So we speak why it's 22%. The reminder is from the special European countries. German, like South Africa, our national parks. French, they tend to like our national parks. The nature of the product we offer. We'll find that Americans, they only spend 7% because they want more of a full service. They don't want to drive themselves, cook for themselves. They want, as they enter the park or the chalet, somebody standing there with a bottle of champagne, driving them to the chalet, open the bed for them. We don't do that. But our concessionaires are offering that. Hence now we see an increase of Americans visiting our national parks. In terms of the coordinate checklist, we are selling a destination, a wildlife destination, an ecotourism destination. Africa is our competitor. There's a lot of wildlife in Africa. Therefore, you won't really get Africans coming to South Africa to see wildlife. Tanzania, I mean Serengeti, you drive for hours to see animals. You go to Masai Mara in Kenya, you see animals. Therefore, they won't come here for that. What I have gathered from the tourism department is SSA, they come here for shopping. Africans tend to come to South Africa for shopping. It's a shopping destination, not for wildlife, because they have a lot of wildlife. Sometimes they hate wildlife because it's roaming free in their countries. When there's migration in Serengeti, people get angry because they destroy houses, destroy minifields. There's a lot of wildlife. Therefore, they won't come here for that. But they do come for shopping to South Africa. In terms of our work with SADC, perhaps the gentleman showed me that I went to, and then he took over my position. But he is my boss now. Yes, of course. We had a program called Boundless Southern Africa. You can talk more to it. That was established around 2010, whereby we realized that most of the South African, especially what I can call frontline states, the countries that we share border, we have been frontline parts with Botswana, Namibia, Mozambique, Zimbabwe, Lesotho, where we can talk of cross-border tourism. Even an East of Union visa, but we did establish some border gates for the free flow of tourists. That program is working, perhaps the department can come and report what is happening with that boundless program. But it was working well, because that time we even developed a catalog of potential infrastructure program. we were monitoring that time for me. There was a 10% uptake of those products. There were 52 products identified by South Africa in the Southern region. We were also monitoring the uptake. Therefore, that program, I hope, is still kicking in our lungs for me. In terms of gross operating revenue, I think my understanding of the question before, so will end at the end. You are asking in terms of satisfying. Yes, we are. We are a destination, we are a camping destination, we are a guiding destination, we are a game viewing destination, we are a picnicking destination. Therefore, our products are diverse. That's why you also see in our plan, we talk of what new products are we bringing in place. Because as we expand our parks, they must remain attractive. There are new areas we're adding, therefore develop a product in a responsible manner, of course, because if we just develop five-star hotels and seven tower type of accommodation, we won't be accepted. Therefore, we try to develop a responsible tourism type of product. Hence, we have a responsible tourism strategy. Therefore, we do continue to diversify. On the marine, as I indicated, honorable member, we didn't put a target there because we have learned over time that when you deal with coastal areas, you need a lot of engagement. Because if you look at the blue economy, the ocean economy, there's a lot of conflicting land uses. Therefore, you must, within government, start engaging. Because if you talk to mining, you talk to fisheries, therefore, within government, there must be some engagement. Hence, we're saying we do not be ambitious here. That's why we're promising that. We're starting negotiations now around NAMAPA, MPA, and ADO. But we can put in our books next year and keep on reporting here. The HR cost versus operation are standing at 6% as we speak. But all of the members, the type of operations we do, hence we're not committing. The board said keep the still at 56%. But we're busy now analyzing the nature of our operation. We're busy analyzing what we can insource, keep insourcing, what we can outsource, so that we can stick to this. Because if you are, for example, in the retail industry, comparing with some parks that are running ranger operations, with an airwing, with tourism accommodation, with re-education, you can't outsource some of the things. Therefore, your ratio, HR versus operations, needs to be monitored. But the big question is that what are the trends? What is the norm in other industries? I've been heard one industry says 50% or 80%, but if we're comparing ourselves with other provincial colleagues, some are at 90%. But for us, we're keeping it 50%. But that's why there's a push also to push your revenue, to keep your percentage. Therefore, again, Mabilo, we are not answering the question correctly, but as we speak, we are 56%, we want to keep it that way, but we want to keep on engaging the board. On the game sales, so can come in, but we are not consistent. It depends what species I'm selling. For example, we are selling rhinos. But in selling rhinos, this is a high-value species. This is a species that is a concern to all South Africans. Therefore, you must be absolutely, absolutely transparent. But at the same time, be cautious of exposing the buyer. Hence, we with rhinos, we go open tender. We even work with KPMG. We work with National Treasury in that process. We wanted the process to be transparent so that we don't risk the animal to sell to unscrupulous buyers. Other cases, they take a different route. If you want to sell a group of imbalance, you advertise in local newspapers. But people must come and catch themselves. Therefore, the only thing you'll watch is say, you come and catch yourself. Yeah, I'm talking about provinces now. And then they will just they take care of their cost, they take the revenue of animals. For ourselves, we captured animals ourselves, we advance the operation, but we make sure that in the buying, we must realize our profit. CFO will talk better because this is part of the supply chain process. In the EPWP, yes, you asked about incentives. We rely on the money we get from our department to implement that. I know coming next year they have a cut of 25 million. Therefore, our figures must slightly go down because I think Treasury transferred, Treasury diverted some money somewhere. Therefore, we might see a slight dip there in the next financial year if they cut us because we have figures already. Honorable Nyambi, under the performance management, you are right to say, how do we pay a person? When you recruit people, firstly you identify the position and the need. You start there. And then you do what we call a job description. What this person will be doing. Once you have done that, you do job evaluation. I mean, at what level you must pitch. We're using 13 grading systems from F all the way to A band. And then we said this job will come up at the middle management, at the shop store staff, or at a high level. Now, when you make an offer, you do say you are successful, therefore, these are the expectations that you must do. From that, you do what you call performance management contracting. But as the person comes, he or she knows what to do. Because it's in the offer. The actual contract is about how we agree to deliver on those things. For example, he started in December. There's always a grace period to say, when you start, you are given only 3 months to do the actual contracting. Because that's why you go to details. If I say you'll deliver a computer, it's fine, but the how? Either I deliver the first part of a computer or the complete computer or a computer with everything. That's when you have contract. You are paying only on those cases because he is delivering the work, but we have been agreed in the small target to say we are doing well, we deserve promotion, we deserve a bonus. You cannot pay a bonus if there's no personal contract. That's when now people are asked to get caught, our own staff. With no contract, we don't pay a bonus. That's why now people have to prioritize and say, I must have the contract because that's how I measure. But you do get your monthly pay because it was defined when you're given a job. Another one, Honorable Kekana, CFO will come in here. One thing I want to emphasize, although we have agreed with the board as a principle to insource, we must do now an analysis because there could be components that we must keep outsourced. I think he indicated today. I think we can explain further on that. Therefore, we're looking for a mix here. An insourced model plus an element of outsourcing. Community contracts and participation, I don't remember. The department should come in here and assist us. However, there are programs that are in place. We have a park forum with ISPAC, there's a community forum. It depends what people are looking at. I think what is key is what people appreciate. For example, we are doing some 1% of our tourism revenue, which geared towards what you call community projects. Like now, we are busy delivering science labs to schools. This coming Christmas, we'll be doing 2 schools in Limpopo. We did in December a school in the Eastern Cape, we did a school in Free State. This is one example of where you make people appreciate bucks a week. The other one is around the issue of school debt. So that program now is run by us, the department gave it to us. Again, delivery of those tests should be linked to the national parks or to the park. So it is good to appreciate that the parks are delivering schools, I mean, that's our schools. Therefore, this thing is endless. It depends what you are discussing with people. Even the issue of World Bank economy, where I was talking earlier on the members last time we were here, we are looking at what we call land use compatibility, whereby instead of people investing in crop production, why don't invest in wildlife? In that way, you are already dealing with the issue of conflict. Like in Kruger now, for problem animals coming out of Kruger, we have to pay compensation. It's an issue that I founded in the institution. It's an issue that we apply our minds to this, because how much are we going to end up paying? Because everyone can say, I lost my two goats, it's because of your lion. This is not our lion. But we cannot stop that because we upset the community stopping. But now we need a criteria on how we deal with those. The point is here is that the community issues are dynamic. Therefore, we must continue making many projects with them, but we can see those done. Awareness alone, going to schools, I don't think that, because people say, we're hungry, you've been telling us about your parks. Therefore, we must show that the parks can benefit. That's what we need to be looking at. Hence, we're having in our plan to have this socio-economic development plan for parks. Honorable Edwards, thank you for looking at the pie chart. Some of us are not good at those, but the components of the yellow, that's what is analyzing. Because it's a combination of things that were yellow. Some will turn green, therefore that thing will narrow one. But we must become better with a narrower yellow, and also the red must be coming yellow, unless we become radical in the red. General strategy, for example, the issue of contrast. If they sign by tomorrow, immediately that red there will turn us to yellow or to green. There is one thing that we don't like to see, the yellows or the red, that we want to get rid of. In terms of environmental education, we can look, it's a suggestion that we're making. We can look perhaps identifying with Pick and Pay, because we're doing this with Pick and Pay also, some are self-sized with the school, was to look at those kids who cannot afford a holiday to go with parents. You get real kids, they just play in the streets. That's the place, because the parents cannot afford to take them to they have to put the holiday for them. They have one who identify those kids, unless they want to stay home and play with their toys. Under full-time equivalent is a cross-sedenza program, which is run by Stanley. I'm not sure if my collection is there. Because what we do, they train the students, they give them for us. But we absorb some they will tell us the permanent work, because I mean internally. There is one thing soon perhaps the department can assist. Disabilities, we take note of the suggestion, but we do have other things. But we don't call them the name we're calling we call them discovery. People don't know what they call that. But they discover the world. A much able country can walk, can talk. But that thing is discovery. This is the name we use. Even the one we have in adults, we call discovery thing. People start discovering themselves what is happening outside. Also, the poisoning of LSM. There's a new catastrophe that we face now, where many vultures died. Even 2 years ago, 49 vultures died in people, let me start with farmers. not in the park. Farmers outside parks. Because of the conflict between wild life, I mean, crop production and jackals and other stuff. They poison them. Now vultures, because they are scavengers, they eat the dead animals, they get poisoned. If something else eats the vulture, I mean, soul, a death ray, a ray of death. The same happened here. What is suspect of what was in this case is poachers use poison. They dig that in cyanide in the mouth. They poison to take the task. Because if you have, don't have a good caliber rifle that can drop an elephant, what you do, you poison. And then they die, you go and cut it in the calf. But the bad thing is that other animals die in the process, like your vaisha, your hyena, even lions. This is the issue that all of them are investigating. It's a shock to us at the rate it's happening. It happened with few elephants last week. But now what is happening is a concerning thing. But what is the investigating that will come to the committee and issue the results. The drones were piloting, but drones alone won't solve the problem. Hence, we are combining them with other technology. When we visit Kruger Road, we'll show you exactly the whole package of what we do in terms of investment in technology. Rhino movement is seasonal in nature. We last captured during October last year. Recently, we didn't reintroduce anything, but we have now a new capture program that we need to touch to the board. Come April is ready, we'll come back and report how many we're going to take during the winter. Chair, with your permission, CFO can add some of the
particularly in the case of endangered animals like
same time, we try our best to drive the transformation agenda through JSF, and we will continue to do that, and we're looking at innovative and creative ways of doing, for example, allocating X percentage of annual to transformation, to drive the transformation agenda, etc. So we'll continue to do creative and creative ways. The game is like using the Africa. Sometimes we need to break the pop. For example, we are planning a game sale in the Peru National Park, possibly later. And the kind of game that we can talk about that park is going to be much better. So, these are the things that happen. Chairperson, I believe those are the outstanding questions. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Honorable Chair. There are three areas that I would want to confess, especially on the first one that she already related to the work around Transfrontier Park, Conservation Area, TSPA. That the boundless program still in existence and it's operational. I think if, like he suggested, if there's a need for further unpicking of the work in that space, we are more than willing to do so, to look at what's happening in the whole of SADC, the investment opportunity, how are they dealt with, what has been happening in the last 5 years up to now, and the future plans, the contents of or the nature of the agreements and the treaties that are there, and all the other dynamics associated with the people and park interactions. So we can deal with that in any time that we may be requested to do so, but that problem is alive. The second area that I want to comment on, I think, relates to the interface between parks and adjacent communities. Specifically looking at the current programs and also approaches that we are currently implementing. The People and Parks program, if you look at our business planning department, is meant specifically to, and Kids and Parks program as well, they are meant specifically to deal with this issue. From the department side, we coordinate that together with our conservation authorities, SANPARKS being the core, and also provincial conservation authorities as well. Every second year, the representatives from different areas or provinces do come together, and there are resolutions that come out of the conference itself. This year, we may as well just announce that we have another one in September, which is the second year from the last one that we had. Those resolutions are we monitor them to ensure that all the concerns that are raised, which deal with people and park interface, are taken care of. And most of the issues that are raised is issues that we've been talking about. So we see that that's working. We also complement that with what we call the particular scoring mechanism that we have, and an assessment tool where we check on how effective are the management authorities in implementing their program. And part of what we also look at is this interface, and we give scores to that, and there are deliberations and improvement programs that are put in place to resolve such issues. Of course, on the issue of wildlife, human wildlife conflicts or damage coping animals, the area, of course, that we prioritize to have a policy, so that is what we come up with an approach from a policy perspective that deals with that. So we're still in process. Of course, there are dynamics that are not similar in different areas, but to deal with core issues around that particular area. Of ethical aspects, of emotional issues, that is one area that we feel that from a policy point of view we need to look at, as the CEO indicated. I think those are the issues. But the last one on the on budget, of course, we are all affected, not only department, but also public institutions. The cut that you were referring to, of course, is done equitably across the board, and there are implications to that, of course, and that's one of the things that we have to look at.
Thanks, Richard. All questions were answered, and there are no members who feel like they should come back. But it's still open, but I think for ones who have quite enough time, they may be come back, so we can do so. But also, it should not be a thing to conclude earlier if we have to. Let me also just have some eyes on the questioning of the answers. And the first thing that of the cases that we have got, perhaps probably some will lead to the resignation of managers, some in whatever dealing with your own organizational culture where members or staff may not be able to do so. Do you suspect, and I'm just raising this, not because you presented anything related to that, but do you suspect that there could be staff members who somewhat are dissatisfied to the extent that in their retaliation they may want to engage in activities such as second, probably we tell now in the beginning about that. Second, end of the year, it means you have gone higher product. So you may want to tell why you want it to be at 82% and probably you may actually mention that. Just anticipating that you don't spend at 82.2. You at the an indicator that says that you needed them to include and submit that. The slide that I said, the slide they're posting, what I said perhaps it needed to be yellow or and you said the acceptable, but you think you have done much in that. The indicator talks to plans that should be reviewed and submitted. Of course, that is true of both, but at the end of the year, the progress that has been made. But my sense was, so far, there is no plan that you can definitely say has been reviewed and submitted. So the event has yet to
work in progress. And for me, work in progress does not mean put your color in this coin. I'm saying work in progress cannot be because by the time you achieve, you will need to change the dream to something else, and I don't know what that means. You will need to give up another color. You know, if you're getting what I'm saying. So if you have got another color, I'm fine. But I don't go beyond the dream. But if then dream becomes your last in terms of achievement, then you are not yet in the dream. So that's the context I want to understand. The second one is the immediate one after the total number of safety protection interventions implemented. We talked a lot to the interest of interventions that was doing this and that, and I agree with all those aspects, the elements of the program that are engaged. But I'm asking myself, are there no challenges? Because the last portion should be doing challenges, corrective measures, and so on. And you say none. And I don't think none is correct. The picture I'm giving you for that level, I do not know that that's the word to be. Slide 15. The last reporting the total number of peer reviewed research publications. Well, I'm not even talking about numbers. The figures, the numbers, the numbers have been defined in the document. The interest will be the breakdown. Who are the publications that are being reviewed by their peers? In particular, how are applicants performing in that? Yeah. So, I believe it is that I don't think I'm that answer. Just one thing to understand the context. The on slide 18, I think it will link up with some question that was posed by the committee. You then talk to it in terms of data analysis. But with your argument is that the number community consultant agreements in place have that performance indicator that we of you should be true. And what you think you have not talked for what it's supposed to, and you only realizing it now when you are engaged in the process. And that's how you have put it. This is what we want to achieve. Number community contractual agreement in place. And those are supposed to be signed. And we're not. And you're starting to tell us about all the other activities that you are doing. And do you think those activities should revise or revise the industry? I don't think so. You should have known when that indicator was put that you don't just sign agreement. There's a lot of work that happens before you sign the agreement. Unless if you say we did not quite understand the work that is involved in the timeline, that is something else. That you are now shocked by the process that is so long, and you think you underestimated this process. That is something else. But the indicator remains correct that at the end you wanted to assign a number of agents to conservative agency community. I calculated it out of the number of communities that you have in mind. Because it can't just be the number. It means if you have 20 communities, of that 20 you wanted 5 signs. because we really don't know enough candidates of high school that the only challenges we are not able to reach in a fire. We want us to be sympathetic to see what we are doing. That's why it's only that we can reach by searching the industry. So I'm saying, I don't think we should agree with you at changing the industry. The industry has been correct, but perhaps this kind of threat that you need to become you might not have that system in place to do them or whatever. I don't want to get into that, I think it's unlovely, but you know from where you sit what might have caused you. Look at the kind of problem and so on and so on. And I'm not challenging that part. I'm not challenging that part. I think I assume the last one. That I'm not compared to members raising a lot, but I thought that members don't have other questions up to now or comments. The last one is on the performance appraisal. I might have forgotten the slide on that one. But you talk the bit of performance appraisal completed. Now, to me, on that one, you know, it's just to say, at times there are implications. When people are already employed, when there were no contracts in place, and when they are in the employ of the institution, you say, by the way, we need to sign contracts and performance agreements and so on and so on. Some of them are fearful of this instrument. They may resist the act. And you say, no, but as an employee permanently, you do not tell me of this thing. Now you are introducing this thing to make a monster. It may take me out of my job or something. The implications around that. Yes, we are trying to make people understand. You talk workshop, you talk about and training, I'm not really sure what people are doing. But that may not be the answer to everyone. There may be people who are still a bit afraid or withdrawing from this kind of thing. How are you doing that? I'm just saying, I like that part. Not that those who are willing to enter into agreement, what they feel interested in, the bonuses and so on. Also tell us of those who don't care about bonuses as long as they can, but they don't want to enter into any agreement because they think they are safe and their contract so far is permanent. Whether they perform, they don't want to be assessed that much. How are you doing that? Are there such people or that are not that afraid? There must be two, three or so who may not want any potential signs from them. And I think we can meet that after.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much, Kathy. I think all members, your questions are more than 100% relevant. Chair, only one of cases, especially in Kusma, have been rangers implicated, have been rangers arrested, have been members of police implicated, I think even members of SANDF, because we all operate in one space. There's an element of that. I don't have the breakdown now, but it's a breakdown that I could say that there have been cases of central staff, staff members, and SANDF members. It's an information that we can supply. But there are cases of people not loyal to the cause. We are also doing what I call integrity testing. Again, it has been challenged by labor. as a result, we saw to make an opinion. I can see if we can talk more to the meeting we had with this lawyer. That was not clear to us. That can we legally force a person to do an integrity test? Because there's no law that addresses that. I think this thing has got implications for the role of government. Because even the vetting of senior manager, although some agree, but there's no manager ever challenged that. But now the question is there a law saying, before we appoint you, we will vet you top secret? It seems not to be there, but it can be practiced. Now our rangers started to resist integrity testing because you do it at lower level, voice recording, and all of those things. But some rangers have done it. Senior managers, because some of them are saying, why not do senior managers? Now we're doing senior managers also. But the issue, where the weakness is, the weak link, is when the poacher infiltrate a guy who's doing patrol, a guy who's doing command, to say you go to area one instead of area two. This is the area that we're focusing on, but there has been some resistance. I want you to touch on the legal advice from the lawyer, but it was not specific at all. I left them saying, so you're not telling us anything. You seem to say it's about the willingness of the staff. We cannot force them, but talk to the staff to explain that integrity is about building trust between supervisor and the supervisor. Therefore, there were staff members who were implicated, who are doing integrity testing. We don't trust. Well, I normally say no one is leading angels. We are not leading angels, we are leading people. So they can disappoint you at any time. Therefore, Chair, we will continue that list. Chair, the customer satisfaction. The idea is to have 100%. You would like everyone living the park, live happy. Therefore, every quarter, when people, they do fill a form to say, I was happy here, and then fix the thing that, this information we use to say where we are, is part of 100% every quarter. But now, when we analyze, we're always at 82%. We see that there are some improvements because from that feedback, you are fixing things. People start saying, some will even come up with baboons and monkeys. And what do you do with a monkey entering your chalet? Some are happy to see a monkey eating your apple, but some will complain about that monkey. Therefore, you need to analyze this thing carefully. To say, is that a genuine complaint or is somebody was that cat, that monkey was in his yard while sitting with the family? You get those type of complaints. Therefore, Chair, ideally, you should be saying, everyone visiting our park lives the park happy. Suppose it's 100% back. It's a thing that we monitor and improve, especially when people make specific recommendations. For some people, they just complain about why you are using brown towels, not the white tones. I mean, how do you do that? It means changing the whole supply chain by getting rid of the white tone, brown tone, buying the white ones. So this is the type of thing that we are dealing with. Therefore, we wish it could 100%, but it will be always in that region. Chair, the management plan. Let me go back to what we said earlier about this APP we are reporting on. We made some changes to it, but if that were for me, I would have changed every indicator when I started. Because conceptually, I don't think managers looked at it in that eye. Because I was from the department, I mean, we're used in the department of what is the indicator, what is the KPE. What I found in my team, they were not trained to understand how do you describe the indicator, how do you describe the service objective, how do you describe the key performance area. It was not there. Now, when I started in December, the APP was due to go to the board in January, submit to DI in January, it must go to Parliament after. Therefore, I couldn't change much. That's what I said at the beginning. Therefore, I fully agree with Shane. Your eye on this is 100% correct. These could have been captured differently if people had a conceptual understanding of what is this. For example, for management plans, they were supposed what I call milestones. It's like a roadmap in the eyes of the manager to say, this year I must do two management plans. Where to start? You do a draft zero. You can say, quarter one, I'll do a draft zero that I'll circulate to the forum of the communities. Where communities comment, that's a quarter one deliverable, that I'll have a draft zero that has been circulated to the communities. Once you have done that, in that quarter you become clean. Second quarter, you say, my second half, I'll receive all the comments, analyze the comments, make changes, send it back to communities that they comment and other stakeholders. Now, if you look at our APP, it says, no target, no target, no target. The question was, you cannot not have a target if you are developing a plan. So these are the things that I would have changed myself if I had all the powers from the start. We are fixing all these problems in our new APP. Another example I'm making here was the one of the management plan. Yeah, it's in that one. Therefore, those things you're supposed to be saying, I will review a plan if you're making plan. This language that Chairperson that has not been used correctly. Hence we have that. But a plan at the end of the day should be approved by the minister. Again, when I said perhaps they want to fix it thing to say, so I asked them, where are we now? They're not longer the present in place. But now we're consolidating in order to start it to the minister. These are the things that we need to fix around the use of milestones. I fully agree, Chair, there are challenges on species interventions. For example, in some of the programs for technology, there are lots of delays in terms of vetting by CSIR. So CSIR, they have engineers. They assist the Defense Force. They assist us to say, this drone we are testing, is it going to work? Sometimes there are delays there. We have challenges in terms of working with SAS and Defense Force. Perhaps shall we omit it to talk to those? I fully agree, Chairperson, we could have added all of those challenges there. Chair, the publications. We have a journal called Kudu that I'm showing in the... This is that journal where our staff publish. Chair, I'm not sure what percentage of black authors, but because some, they will take a topic. We have the lead author, the core author, and the contributing author. Then we always have the lead author, the core author, we have about four people writing on the topic in the publication. We've been encouraging for a mix, especially for the young black scientists, but an analysis check, I will, next time we look at that publication and see what is the percentage of emerging a scientist or young scientist. Therefore, we'll do that, that breakdown. And it's especially on the topics because some topics tend to be in one area. That's why some people tend to have an inclination of writing about this, not about that. Yes. Chair, on performance appraisals, Chair, you are correct that there's no appetite in some of the managers. I think some have there's one who had to leave because of the things for the senior manager. Because personnel contract is a two-way thing. As a supervisor, you have a responsibility. As a supervisee, you have a responsibility. You must meet. Who initiates that doesn't matter. But you must start the discussion on time. we have written out a memo to say by end of March we want all business contracts to be finalized. Come April, we'll be tweaking by end of March for everyone for April. Therefore, that call I made, I will see the response, but we've been searching to take people on board on change management to say you need this because it's about your growth. It's about you being guided. It's about being a good manager. It's about at the end of the day, if you over deliver, it's about getting your bonus. Some will punish the rush. Then if you have personal contact, we call our bonuses. We went as far as the supervisor, with, if you get a bonus, will deduct from you 0.5%. Therefore, Chair, we're putting these things in place, but you don't want to end up with unhappy staff. We are careful, but we're saying there has to be some discipline in the organization around this issue. Therefore, Chair, I know I'm not answering 100%, it's working for us, Chair. We want to see some improvement.
Thank you, Honorable Chair and members. On the question of the integrity testing, indeed, management has embarked on a journey to try and understand the legality of the case. And we had a part-time senior commissioner for speech to us, and he gave us indications of how we could possibly make this an acceptable process within 10 times. And he gave us case studies of other provincial parks, etc. And basically it came down to the unions of organized labor agreeing to the process, but in the process, agreeing to the process, within the process, right? So there has to be transparency, there must be no maliciousness in the process, there must be no witch hunting vacancy, but rather, it will be done to understand whether it is a risk or not, specific to an individual, but it is not done as a process of finding a person guilty. Just to understand the risk that it is, particularly in terms of poaching activities. Chair, in terms of the DC cases in Kruger National Park, particularly, we have 40 cases that are current at the moment of different, like warnings, etc. What it is worthy to note that in Kruger we have 2,200 cases. So we have 40 disciplinary cases on the ground. That's where we are. Then in terms of the customer satisfaction survey, a part of the thing that has, a part of the factor that has contributed to the improvement in the customer satisfaction survey is on the dining experience. You know, the surveys are clustered into accommodation, parks, dining, etc. The dining experience went up from 74.6% to 78.7%, and this was largely because of new restaurant operators introducing certain parks. However, we believe as management that the target for customer satisfaction service will be achieved by the financial of the 2.2% or 82%, and that is because of the feedback and the controls. I think that our honorable member here has a guest of our frequency in the past was concerned that generally the facilities are very good, the experience is very good, and we keep on working. So that's about it from my side. Thank you.
Okay, thanks. That's great. I think it we're done with questions. There are no follow-ups. Nothing. Therefore, everybody.
what did it take with the presentation this time around, and I think he was very self-aware. He believed that the way was appreciated. I think the message is in good spirit, it was meant for a good purpose. It was not to undermine or whatever. We knew that you understand what you are feeling. Only that how you put it might have been a concern to us, you know, and we did not want to keep message what he wanted to say. And he clever, he wanted you to say it the way you would understand it, so that it enables us this kind of an experience like what happened. It was solid because members were clear what they need to ask. If we were to go away and live on our own, we can still understand and know what it is that you are doing wherever you are. You don't necessarily need to be here. There can be some of the things like this. The other one, we get us to keep to understand how you wanted to communicate. You know, so that was a bit comment. A way to go. You may want to speak to it, but it works. You know, it does work for both of us. You don't have to be in the heart to understand. You know, you can understand even if you are from the heart to what you say. That's why let me wish you all the best as you travel to whatever destination. Thanks a lot for your income. At least we realize the day, so it's minus one achievement in our project, and we have been successful. Thanks a lot. We may keep members for a short while, but we've got many to deal with. So if you want to discuss, you
thank you, sir.
Thank you very much. Until then. My only concern is that they were fully booked for the presentation by the department when not implemented and not finished the progress, and we allowed some time to make it on the same day. Unfortunately, their presentation was not well appreciated, and there were attempts to revise that and come back to them. So those minutes in the name were saying in terms of the resolution. The resolution was that two things. That the department will come back on the first night to present the remaining performance presentation that it was not able to do due to time constraints, and come out for Ethan and revive him and take him. It's not necessarily for Ethan. It was for Ethan and come back to make a presentation and that, yes. If it was just for Ethan and the role and come for electronica and learn that necessarily that would be a problem. So, can just correct that time that we needed to receive a presentation ahead from time out on the revive. So it was in the name, right? But if you not have picked any other thing, they seem to have courage, it's not in the spirit of the discussion for the day. Members can say so, then we'll be able to proceed to the adoption of the minutes as a record of the 16th February. Am I getting any decision or members who want to be allowed some minutes to read? Can I take it as read? And I take it as read. And therefore, let's make our indication whether we're moving for adoption of the minute or not. Particularly those members who were there, I think most of us were there. Yeah. Honorable Kika?
Sir, I move
the
adoption of the
minute. She moves for the adoption. Am I getting any second? So then I move. Members, there we are. Do we have anyone moving against the adoption? No indication is into an agreement, therefore the minutes have fully been adopted. Thanks a lot, members. No other business for the day. And therefore, this, I'm sorry, is that true? Oh, just to remind members that on the 15th, which is next week, Tuesday, 15th, in terms of the program, I think the members may go see the program. We're having our portfolio committee strategic planning workshop. That is supposed to be for a day. We'll try and ensure that members on that test there and engage with a lot of documentation on the day. Ensure that there's a draft and members are able to go through some of the proposed issues we can go through. And if that is worth it, but we're still also relying on other people who need to make presentations either in writing or otherwise to the solution. I want to report that the package members will be in favor with that documentation or package to make the work of the strategic implementation team to support. So we have the managing member and that team to be for it. And Honorable Edward.
I just want to find out if it's going to be here on Tuesday or it's going to be somewhere.
Yes, it's supposed to be here, and yeah. I'm going to have a background, so we may not even have the time to go to any other area away, and there may be fittings and so on.
Yeah, and that's in your area, sir.